Mayor Brainerd is known for his influence in the development of Carmel. With so much construction in the works, I met with Mayor Brainerd to discuss what's happening now and what plans are in place for the future. Okay, so there's a big milestone coming up. It's the 100th roundabout.
That's right.
It's being built. Where is that one being built?
Well, we don't know yet. We're building several this summer, and we're not sure which one will be finished first. So we have three that are possibilities to be number 100. I tend to think it's going to be 116th and Gray will probably be the number 100 based on our construction schedules today. But, you know, another contractor gets another one moving faster. It might be somewhat of a competition to see which one is number 100.
We'll have a competition going. How many more in general do you think will be happening over the next couple years?
Well, probably about 30. What we know about roundabouts is that they reduce injury accidents. If you have the same number of cars in a stoplight versus a roundabout, fatalities, number one, are reduced by 90%. Injury accidents by 80%, and all accidents by about 40%. And what it really is speed. We know that 1 to 4 cars out of a million crash in any intersection. That doesn't seem like many, but if you have 100,000 cars a day through a busy intersection, that would be 1 to 4 cars every 10 days are involved in an accident. So then the question becomes, is it going to be a minor low-speed fender bender, or is it going to be a high-speed accident, whether it could be personal injuries or, unfortunately, fatalities? And that's because the roundabouts require everyone to slow down. That's why we only get the fender benders generally there. We also are eliminating left-hand turns, so that makes it safer as well. As well as saving lots of gasoline, because physics majors out there, moving a big inanimate object from 0 to 15 takes more energy than going say 15 to 30.
Yeah, definitely.
So cars, it's all stopped at a so law of momentum, as I think I remember from my physics class. Didn't do real well on that one. As it went from 0 to 15, you know, half the cars are stopped, so they have to totally start again. If you just go down to about 15, 18 miles an hour in roundabouts, generally you're not going to have to stop. You move through a lot faster using a lot less energy.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Also, there are the Christmas lights still up at the roundabouts on Keystone.
Well, winter lights. We're looking at them as winter lights, and it helped brighten the dark gray days that we have this time of year.
So have them up for a little bit longer?
Yeah, yeah. They'll come down in the spring.
All right. So last year there was a lot of talk about the Midtown development. How is that going so far? Oh,
very well. We had an announcement just a few days ago. We announced that about a month ago now, where Allied Solutions is moving over to Midtown, as well as Merchants Bank. And so we're going to have a lot of employees. The Proscenium project just to the south, where the Party Time store is located today, and Arby's, that's scheduled to be redeveloped over the starting as soon as the weather breaks. And so we're very, very excited about the redevelopment that's taking place right now.
And the Carmel City Council removed restrictions on the redevelopment committee. So what does that mean for coming forward?
Well, it means we're in compliance with state law again. State law lays out what powers redevelopment commissions have and don't have. And the former city council, really, it was an illegal ordinance because you can't take away powers granted to you by state. Mm-hmm. And that's what they intend to do. There's still restrictions and rules and procedures that have to be followed. It's just that we're going to follow the ones the state laid out for us, like every other redevelopment commission in the state of Indiana.
Yeah. So there are a lot of, like, winter events going on in Carmel, definitely not as many as spring, but there are a couple.
We had a meeting the other day and decided we needed more winter events outdoors in Carmel, so we're going to be working on those over the next couple of years.
So there's Winter's Farmers Market, I know, is going on.
Yes, it is.
Is that a very popular event?
Yes, not as popular as the summer one, but hundreds of people go every Saturday morning. It's in Founders Park at roughly 118th and Hazeldale Parkway. And it's in an enclosed, heated shelter. And about 30 vendors come, and it's a very nice farmer's market.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up for the spring then?
Well, we have all sorts of events in the spring. We'll have Art Mobilia in August. We'll have, of course, Carmel Fest the 4th of July. There'll be concerts every Wednesday night in June and July in the gazebo at City Hall. We'll have jazz at the Monon earlier on Saturday evenings in the Art and Design District. And we have lots of other festivals and fun events planned. We have our gallery walks the second Saturday of each month. And so there'll be a lot of things. We're looking at new events. new and more fun events, too.
Is there anything new going on at the Center for Performing Arts?
Well, yes. We celebrated our fifth-year anniversary. We had a ticket sale on the on January 29th, which is 5 years from the opening gala, and sold, we offered tickets, $5 tickets for 5 hours, and we sold almost 10,000 tickets.
Wow.
I think 9,433 tickets.
Yeah.
So we have all sorts of great events coming. We have different series, of course, at the Palladium. We have the Jazz Series and the Country Series, the Great American Songbook Series, and so on. And go check that website out to see all the artists that are coming. The Classical Series, especially this year, is going to be good. And of course, we have the Feinstein High School Vocal Contest, which is fun. Students from all over the United States come to compete and do master's classes for a week in Carmel. And then the winner gets to travel with Michael and usually gets a concert at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center. And the winner this year also played down at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. and has traveled with Michael a bit to perform at various places. And it's a great opportunity. And it's all happening in Carmel, Indiana.
What are some of your favorites that are coming up?
Some of my favorites, the London Philharmonic is going to be coming again. They're always great. Favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Michael has a concert, I think, on March 4th for the Great American Songbook, and I always look forward to that series. I like it a lot, so those are probably the two favorites I'm looking forward to right now.
And there was recently an increase in the arts fund. What do you think? Do you think that will go towards the Performing Arts Center or different arts projects?
So it'll go towards different art projects, including funding of various arts organizations in Carmel. We'd always said the funding for the organizations, not counting the support for the Palladium and the theaters, but just supports for organizations and public sculpture, should be 1% of our budget. And what had happened through the recession, we had capped that amount, and as the revenues increased, and we did have a revenue increase even during the recession in Carmel, we had not increased the 1%. So the increase really reflected a return to the 1% policy.
Mm-hmm. So you went to the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting.
Yes.
In January. What happened? What was discussed at that?
It's really just an organization meant to work with the federal government as they interact with cities and towns across the United States. I happen to be a trustee of that group. There's 1,200 some cities, over 30,000, and there are 13 trustees. And one of the things that we do is try to influence Congress as well as administration officials first of all, I try to get as much of our federal tax monies back in Carmel as we can.
It's not
necessarily like the system where they take it and we have to beg to get it back, but my job is not to make that policy, but just to get as much back as I can. You have to go to the White House, and the president addressed the mayors, and then there was a reception with the president and various cabinet members. That's interesting, as always. It's always fun to be in the White House, but we also had probably over 100 speakers. Various breakout groups, various government officials from different agencies telling us about programs and about potential legislation. One of the pieces of legislation that we helped author at the Conference of Mayors is something called the Energy and Environmental Block Grants, patterned after President Nixon's, what was called revenue sharing programs. The program accepts the fact that local communities know how to spend the money better than the federal government. So within a broad area such as the environment or community development, the cities receive money, and they, of course, are audited and have to use it for certain things, but it's broad parameters. So one city may fix sewage works, another city may put in a stormwater system, another city may use it to buy hybrid cars for their code inspectors. It's where we used ours during the stimulus to actually switch out most of our streetlights to LEDs. And that, we received $700,000, and that saves us close to $200,000 a year in lowered electricity costs. A great return on investment.
Mm-hmm,
wish I could get that in the stock market. But that bill was only funded once. It's on the books in Washington, but it's only been funded once. And so one of the things we did when I was in Washington was to work with some of the key senators and representatives in the House to try to get the Energy and Environmental Block Grant Program funded again in the budget.
Awesome. And there is a meeting in Indianapolis in June.
Yes, the summer meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors travels from city to city. I don't think it's been in Indianapolis for over 30 years. And so the mayors from across the country, probably be over 600 of them, plus lots of vendors and various people that want to get in front of mayors, will be here. Great economic development for the entire region. But I had a dinner with Joe Hogsett, Mayor Hogsett, when we were in Washington, and along with some of the folks that visit Indy. And we're going to bus the mayors into Carmel for the first night they're in town. And so it'll be a huge benefit for Carmel, too, and hopefully it will get us additional national and exposure, too. Because the media tends, when you have all the mayors of the country in one place, the media tends to follow them around. And so they're all going to be in Carmel in mid-June.
So while much development is happening in Carmel right now, we can be sure that there's much more to come. For WHJE, this has been Victoria Oldson. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.